From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The ice cap at the North Pole is shrinking by about 3% every 10 years. During last week's debate over global warming, Senator John McCain of Arizona displayed a dramatic picture of the Earth from space, showing how much the ice in the Arctic has retreated in the past 25 years. Scientists say the ice that's left has also been getting thinner. A new study attempts to explain why. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
4 years ago, some scientists suggested that the ice that floats on the Arctic Ocean was getting thinner. Seymour Laxon from University College in London says that finding was based on once-secret measurements taken from Navy submarines prowling under the ice. But not everyone was convinced that the ice really was disappearing.
Computer modelers had argued that this was simply because the ice had been blown away into areas where the submarine data remains classified.
Laxon realized there was another way to look at this ice, from satellites. These satellites use radar to measure the thickness of ice, so Laxon could scan huge areas of the Arctic and get a much broader picture of sea ice thickness. And he really could show that ice got thinner from 1 year to the next. On one level, that's no surprise at all. Scientists have long known that about half of the Arctic sea ice melts back in the summer and grows thick again in the winter.
During 1 year, you get about a meter of ice growth during the winter and about a meter of ice thinning during the summer. What we found using the satellite data is it's always also very variable from 1 year to the next.
The ice is relatively thin some years and relatively thick the next. That led Laxon and his colleagues to look for other changes in the Arctic to explain that variability. One feature he looked at was the length of the Arctic summer, which is measured by the number of days of ice melting in a given year. Laxon and his colleagues have reported their results in the latest issue of the journal Nature.
What we found is an almost perfect match between long summers and thinner ice cover.
That doesn't explain what extends the length of the summer melt season, though. One possibility is that it's gradually getting warmer in the Arctic. But it's also possible that changes in wind and sea currents influence the length of the melting season. Igor Polakov at the University of Alaska says wind can create large expanses of open water.
Additional openings in the ice cover would absorb a lot of additional heat during the summertime, and heat may melt additional ice and increase period of ice melt.
So winds can actually influence the length of the season for ice melting.
Absolutely.
Wind patterns, ocean temperatures, and air temperatures can all be influenced by human activities, according to computer simulations of climate change. So in the coming decades, Arctic scientists face a complex challenge to figure out how these factors may work together. Harry Stern at the University of Washington in Seattle says the Arctic is expected to change especially rapidly. That's because ice acts as a mirror. It bounces heat back into space. So when a bit of ice melts, the mirror shrinks. That means more heat gets absorbed by the oceans, and yet more ice melts. It's a vicious cycle.
There are predictions that by the end of the century, there will no longer be an ice cover in the summer. It'll become a seasonal ice ocean, where there will be ice in the winter and none in the summer. And even the less dire model predictions still predict tremendous meltbacks in the summer ice extent by the end of the century or even by 2050.
The melting will not raise sea levels any more than a glass of iced tea overflows when the ice in it melts. Even so, these changes could have profound impacts on a large part of the Earth. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.